The United States has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to help create and sustain a Western-style democracy in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. In fact, this tiny country has become the third largest recipient of American aid in per capita terms. The aim is to bolster Georgia's independence from Moscow and draw it into the Western community of nations. But Russia still sees Georgia as being in its sphere of influence. And as NPR's Ann Garrels reports, Moscow is trying to reassert control over the region.
The Soviet Union may be dead, but since the earliest days of Georgian independence, Russia has tried to weaken the fragile new state. Moscow played on ethnic tensions to fuel separatist wars in the regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The Russians have resisted closing their four military bases and removing their troops, which far outnumber the small Georgian army. And Russia's war in neighboring Chechnya has given the Kremlin a major new incentive to meddle. Moscow demanded Russian troops be allowed to use Georgian territory for operations in Chechnya. Georgia refused. The price for this has been high. For all the West's investment, Russia retains huge leverage. Citing $200 million in Georgian debts, Russia cut off energy supplies at New Year's, plunging the country into darkness. Gogi Hutsishvili, who runs a think tank in Tbilisi, says Georgians panicked.
The whole situation in the country is very tense in winter. And adding one more component of tension, you know, was also not accidental.
Even on a good day, Georgians have only 2 hours of electricity. With Washington's support, an American energy company, AES, has come in to help reorganize the energy grid, improve Georgia's payment record, and reduce its vulnerability. Mike Scully, the AES representative in Georgia, says Moscow under Vladimir Putin is trying to shut AES down.
What we've seen particularly over the past year is a galvanized Russia. So, you know, it's got focused. Before it was, yeah, they still had ambitions, and what you see now is it's a much more organized, much more focused, you know, Russian approach.
Washington has been a key supporter of Georgian independence, in part because of continued gratitude to President Edward Shevardnadze for his role in helping to end Soviet control over Eastern Europe. The West is also trying to break Russia's historic stranglehold on the region. The U.S. has supported the creation of a pipeline that will link the new oil and gas fields of Central Asia and the Caspian with Southern Europe. By going through Georgia, the pipeline will bypass Russia and Russian control. Again, Gogi Hutsishvili of the International Center on Conflict and Negotiation.
The whole issue of the pipeline, you know, work towards integration of South Caucasus nations. It worked towards creating one more factor of European presence in Georgia and Western orientation of the whole region. It made Russians nervous.
Add to that Georgia's enthusiastic cooperation with NATO under the Partnership for Peace program.
Georgia, as a country bordering Turkey, having very good relations with Turkey, might be potentially a Turkey's agent against Russia. That's how Russians see it. It's considered as NATO's opening just platform against Russia.
Buoyed by support from the West, Georgian politicians often sound off with inflammatory anti-Russian rhetoric. But Georgians have squandered much of the Western aid. Their economy is in disastrous shape. The pipeline providing an alternative to Russian energy supplies is still nothing but a plan. And Georgian hopes of full NATO membership are little more than a wild fantasy. Russia's latest squeeze may be a wake-up call for Georgia finally to get its house in order. But George Baskadze, a leading businessman, says it's also a reminder of geographic realities.
There's lots of ties with Russia, and we should keep that. And without this improving these relationships and balancing the relations with Russia, Georgia will have a lot of problems in the future.
The problems have already started. Russia now demands all Georgians have visas. This is disastrous for the hundreds of thousands of Georgians who work in Russia and send money home. Georgia, sitting at the crossroads of East and West, is looking in two directions at two new leaders, Vladimir Putin and George W. Bush. The question for Georgia is how far it must go in compromising with Russia and how far the West is prepared to help out in the long run. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Tbilisi.